Thank you for holding. Is this Logan?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Logan. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy day, but a good problem to have nonetheless. I understand you were talking to Tara. I'll try to make things quick for you if you're saying you're busy as well. But did you have any questions?
She was telling me about it, and I just was telling her that it just depends on the pricing, really. So.
Okay. Yeah, she requested a discount for you called a new in business credit. She said your company's only like a couple weeks old, or you got your LLC a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I was working through my dad's company till like a month ago. So.
Oh, okay. So you're ready to go out on your own?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it definitely helped to get your online listings out there. Make sure people can actually look you up and verify you're a real business. Do you have a website?
No, I go through Angie Leads at the moment.
How do you like that?
It works. They made me put $1,000 into it for no reason, so I'm kind of mad at them right now, but...
Whoa. Yeah, that's a little excessive. Do you know how they...
What's up?
I was going to say, do you know how they get their leads?
It's just a website people go to look for contractors, and then they just send it. Like, when they press the button that they need a painter in that area, they'll just send the lead directly to me.
Really? Okay, so if you type in painters into Google, like you're one of your customers looking for a painter... Most likely that's what they'll do. They'll just pull out their phone, type in painting companies, right?
What the average person would do.
Exactly. So there's a map that pops up, and there's three guys, and then a couple of spots under that, there's Home Advisor by Angie's. It has 10 of you on it. They're paying to be on Google. Huh?
That's what they're doing?
Yeah, they're putting themselves on Google. That's how they get leads, because that's, like you said, that's what everybody does. The average person just Googles it. They don't Home Advisor it. They Google it, right? So they pay Google to be on the first page of Google. The difference is when they get a lead or somebody fills out the form there, that person's filling out the form with the intention of getting quoted by a couple of different businesses. And so Home Advisor by Angie's will send that lead that you're buying to like three or four people, and they collect the lead fee whether you get the job or not, right?
That's why I was mad that they made me put $1,000 into it.
Right. Well, I mean, they can't make you do it. Obviously, they must have convinced you that it was good for you. Which, you know, I don't blame you for that. You know, I was a kid. I used to think McDonald's was healthy.
I would have rather just paid as, like, the lead came in and then turned them off.
That too. But, I mean, even paying per lead at all is not necessarily the best way to go about it as a new business owner, because when you pay for the lead, it's not like you're paying per job, you know. So even if you don't get it, they're still collecting their leads. So that's going to put you in position to kind of waste the limited marketing budget that you have on these maybes. You know, you're just kind of fingers crossed hit something out of the park or something works out instead of having control over it. So, you know,
I make so much money for a job, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, no, it'll make sense. You'll make that $1,000 back, I have no doubt.
Yeah.
But what I was getting at is, like, if we list you independently with the spot that we have available, it'll put you in a position to have people just call you directly off the first page of Google, and that's what most people do.
Yeah, I understand.
Then you don't have to pay per lead or deal with the leads going other people or deal with, like, fees, click fees, call fees, lead fees, any of that. It's just one flat monthly rate. And so we list you for 15 different keywords or services. Painting contractor would just be one of them. And we cover up to a 50-mile radius. So you got a pretty broad service area, a lot of ground coverage. No matter what kind of device they're using, if they're on an iPhone, an Android, or tablet, whether it's on Apple Safari or Bing, those guys are all still referencing the top three guys on that Google Places section right there on page one. So, you know, we're basically talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 people are going to end up looking within 50 miles of you before they make a decision or start calling people. Well, I'm sure you could see a value in that being a new business.
No, I understand.
Okay. Well, I'll shoot you straight on it. So we have a package that comes with the website. We usually charge $499 per month for it. If you wanted to come on board with us today, I could get you the same package for $249. So it's a 50% price reduction with that new in business credit.
Yeah, I'm going to have to sit on that one.
Yeah, it's just because of the cost?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's a quarter of what you invested in the Home Advisor by Angie's.
Yeah, but it goes throughout lower. It's like if I hit 1 in 10 jobs, I'm still making money off of them. And
So you don't think being on the first page of Google for a month is going to generate a single job for you when Home Advisor is using Google to get the leads that they're selling to you?
I'm sure it will. It's just not really in the budget right now for $200. That's probably going to turn into $400 a month.
It's not going to turn into $400. It's $249 month to month as long as you're with us. And we're building your website for you. And even if you leave the placement later, you still keep your Google business profile, all your reviews. People will still be able to look you up and see your real business. I mean, at some point, you're going to want to do this.
Is it easily like canceled if you end up in later months wanting to go and cancel it, or?
Yeah, it's a month-to-month service. Everybody we work with, we have them coming back on their own, though. Obviously, we know in order for us to make money and for you to want to continue to use our services each month, we got to get in there and make sure it's working for you. So it's not like
yeah.
We just set it and forget it. You have a team of individuals here that are actually monitoring the traffic, monitoring the Google Analytics system, and making sure we're putting your business in position to be successful.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a question mark for me, so it's a little bit scary. It'd be different if I knew I was going to get 15 calls a month from it.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's the thing that they sell you on, you know? That's the lie that they tell you. It's like, hey, you're going to get 15 calls, but I'm selling those calls to 4 or 5 other people. You get what I'm saying? No calls, no leads, no clicks are going to guarantee you jobs. At the end of the day, the only person that can guarantee you jobs from a marketing standpoint is the homeowner that you're quoting. All that we could say is we're going to put you up there and we're going to get you in front of more homeowners, but you still got to seal the deal with those guys. So anybody that promises you anything, they're just lying to you to get you to buy the product, Logan. What I'm saying is we'll put you on the first page. We'll build your website for you. We'll make sure that you're visible to your potential prospects. If you look at the guys that are up there now, they're getting calls every single day. But Google doesn't want us to guarantee you a certain amount of calls from putting you up there, or jobs even from putting you up there. Because if I tell you, hey, we're going to get you 20, and you sign up with me based on that, and then you get 15, now we lost you. And we lied to you in order to even get your business in the first place. You'll just cancel it. It's a month to month. So that puts us in a position to be extremely honest and transparent with the business owner if we want to be able to work with you guys long term. And that's the goal. Nobody's getting rich by reducing the rate by 50%. So all I'm asking is for you to kind of trust the logic, which is your own logic. You know, you said most people are going to Google it. You said it yourself. Took the words out before I could.
I'm not retarded. I know everybody's going to go on Google and click that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know I just spent $1,000 on the stupid Angie Leeds thing.
I get that, but if you keep doing that, it's going to be the same thing. You get what I'm saying? It's not going to magically go down. You're going to keep investing that $1,000, and I get you don't know what that $1,000 is going to yield in return for you yet, but I'm telling you, if they're getting it off of Google and we could list you independently, you know, above where their local listing is for your area at a flat monthly rate without all the lead fees, the click fees, the call fees, building your website, building tools that you're going to need from a credibility standpoint anyway.
Let me just ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to hold this guy against you if it doesn't happen. How much calls do you think I'm going to get a month from it?
Let me pull the analytics for your area. I could give you a guesstimate, but I'm not allowed to guarantee you jobs. You know,
go through the estimate for me.
Okay, give me one second.
I mean, go through the.
Okay, so I got affordable custom painting and JG painting and remodeling, and this is just for Greeley. Actually, let me pull the data for your service area. You said you'd cover the full 50 miles, right? Or you're willing to, if the price is right?
If I could, I'd go farther, but yeah.
Okay, so let's go 50 miles around Greeley, because that's where they're going to send your Google PIN verification letter anyway. It comes to you in the mail. So in the last 30 days, and this is within a 50-mile radius around Greeley, there's been 1,812 searches for a painting company. Just that one keyword. I'm not saying I'm going to get you 1,812 phone calls, but that's one keyword. We list you for 15. So you're going from none of those people literally saw your business at all in the last 30 days to all of them seeing you plus 14 other keywords.
And how much a month?
It's $249 with the website included.
Will that rate ever change?
No. Mm-hmm. Nope. You're locked in. And we send it all to you in writing in a service agreement right now. Like when you sign up, you get it all outlined in black and white. Everything we're doing for you, the pricing structure, the cancellation, it's all in writing.
Alrighty.
Yeah, we've been doing this for 20 years, so it's like, you know, obviously.
Well, I'm not sure, but I know the way to go. I just feel fucking dumb for doing it through Angie because I didn't know who to call to get on a Google page.
But that's okay, you know, because at the end of the day, if you didn't do something like that, who knows if we would even be able to contact you for the opening that we have. So I know hindsight's 20/20, and maybe it's not a long-term solution for your business, but you shouldn't regret doing that. You know, it's a stepping stone that's going to get you to the end result, which is being a top recommended option in your area, generating a pipeline of business big enough to keep you consistent and even hire some guys and start growing the business, whereas some people are waiting a year, 2 years before they ever even have an opportunity to do something like this.
Well yeah, I mean, the Angie thing sucks, because I have three crews, and then I have one crew that's sitting here doing nothing right now, so I probably have to do this.
Even more of a reason, yeah. If you got guys that are relying on you to keep them busy, then why not have a 24-hour day, seven days a week sales rep sitting on the first page of Google for anybody that pulls out their phone and looks for a painting contractor?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'll do it.
Yeah, you're going to love it. I'm telling you, we've already looked at what you're doing, and it's like we have no doubt that this will turn into a long-term business relationship with you. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. We only have to Google verify you one time for as long as you own Quality Mountain Painting. What's the business street address where I could send a Google PIN verification letter to you in the mail?
Let me check.
Mm-hmm. There's going to be a little five-digit number on the back of this postcard, so it'll have your business name on it, and it'll say Google on it, but I need the little five-digit number on the back when it comes in. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are.
You just need my address?
Yeah, you can use your address. If it's a like a residential address, I could hide it for you, too, if you don't want it displayed.
Yeah, hide it.
Okay, but I do need to send the PIN to you in the mail still, so what's the street address?
It'll be 7109 W27th Street.
West 22nd Street. Greeley, 80634?
Yep.
Okay, got it.
And what's your guys' website called?
Localsplash.com. And then you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for us and your clients to contact you. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing and then the invoice receipt?
My email address was SVERAK.
Okay. Is that your last name?
Yeah.
How do you pronounce it? Zverik?
Zverik. Yeah, Zverik.
Okay.
And then do lj@gmail.com.
vericlj@gmail.com. Okay. Just make sure this comes back valid so there's no typos there. Okay, yeah, it came back valid. All right. And then how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed on Google?
Just every day, 5 a.m. to 9 p.m.
5 to 9. Oh, you mean 9 to 5?
No, 5 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Oh, dang. Okay. And then do you work the weekends too, or is that just Monday through Friday?
No, weekends too.
Okay.
I have probably fucking 4 months.
Yeah, we have a tracking system. It comes in the form of an app that you could download, and it'll actually, like, save information, too. So if you guys are missing calls, it'll still save, like, the potential prospect's number. You can always circle back with them through the tracking system. That'll help you a lot. I feel like you might get booked up to a point where maybe you're not answering the phone on a regular basis.
Okay. Yeah, do you guys work through Google, or...
Correct, yeah. We're a premier Google partner, so we're actually right next to Google. We're calling you out of Southern California. We're in Orange County, Fountain Valley.
So if somebody wants to get on the Google homepage, they have to go through you, unless they own a website.
Exactly.
People type in the website.
I mean, there's no other way to get your Google business profile listed on the first page of the search results without going through a Google partner.
But I was fine.
Yeah, just creating the Google business profile and stuff like that is pretty basic. Like, we could do that for you. That's the first thing that we do, right, with every account. It's, like, super simple. But just having that doesn't mean that you're going to show on the first page in front of your customers. That's really what people are paying for, because most people are just looking up painter. They're not typing in Quality Mountain Painting. Even if you hand them a business card, you know, 2 months later, they're going to go on Google, look up painter, and they forget about the business card. It's just obsolete. That's what I was trying to explain to you. I'm like, I don't think you understand what you're saying no to. Okay, and then we're going to build a .com for you. Do you have a logo for the business or, like, pictures of work that you've done in the past?
I have a logo. I have pictures on my work. But I don't have that with me right now.
Okay. Well, you could send it in. I'm going to send you a text here, though, with a link it's basically an email address, and I'll send you my direct number and extension, too, if you need help with it. But send in the logo to the email address, and then same thing with the photos. We like it to come through that email, so that way it doesn't get pixelated. Make sure it comes through with high quality.
Should I put my download this app and then put my my logo on there? Or
no. So you could just send the logo to that email address, and then we'll create the Google business profile and have everything attached. So we're going to create the website, create the Google business profile, your Bing business profile. There's a business Facebook page that you're going to have now. That's going to have ads run through it, so that way you get some promotion via Facebook. There's also a popular directory submission, because all these guys have pre-existing relationships with Google. They basically reference these top guys on Google for them. So you'll be on, like, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results, Bing,
so
top five.
I'm basically just paying for you guys to do a whole shit ton of advertising.
Yeah, we're basically a one-stop shop for you. The idea here is for us to get as much job opportunities as possible for your business, so that way you'll keep using our services each month. But, you know, we're partnered with Google. That's the main product. We won't even reach out to anybody unless we have a listing available on the first page of Google for their industry and area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everything else is just kind of like, oh, I was looking into Yelp when you're talking to these business owners. And it's like, yeah, we'll give you that. You know, or, oh, I wanted to do Facebook, or my wife has been working on a Facebook page and she wants me to run ads to it. Like, okay, we could do that without you having to have, like, a professional in-house, you know. We'll host it and then let you guys focus on taking care of the customers and getting good reviews and maintaining your employees and all the other headache that you have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, try to make your life easier.
Yeah.
Okay, and can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers, Logan?
I can do cash, check, and then all of, like, the app. I don't think I can do card up to this point. I don't have a reader.
Okay. No worries. I'll just put no card for now. If you accept, like, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App, PayPal, you could kind of sort that out with them when they get there.
Yeah.
Okay. But if you do get a card reader, let me know too, because I could put on your Google business profile and your website that additional fees may apply. That way you're not eating like the 2 or 3% that the bank charges you to get the money digitally. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I have your account created. We are going to want to interview you. Every new business owner is going to go through a client interview process where we're going to go over like all the services that we have you listed for, just to make sure we're not listing you inaccurately. Like just as an example, let's say you only do like interior painting, right? And you don't want to be listed for exterior. Then we're going to want to go over that during the client interview, so that way we're listing you for the right things and in the right areas too. I don't want to send you anywhere you don't want to go. And then also they're going to it's going to be a separate call. And then they're also going to get the domain for your website and get an idea on how you want the website to look and send you some examples, things like that. So
all right, well, I'm on the Gmail. I'm sending you guys an email right now. Should I send you guys over my logo for my business or?
Yeah. If it's to that email that I texted you, the photos at local/.com.
Yeah.
Yep. Send it in. And then there's also a form that I'm going to send you right now that you'll have to fill out too. So it's like, it's kind of streamlined. Like I said, we've been doing it for 20 years. So we have like a quick setup process where you can just kind of fill out the forms and then sit through the client interview and we'll basically get it all done.
All right.
Mm-hmm. But what do you think would be the best time to do the client interview?
Can you guys do it like today or?
Yeah. I actually, if you really want to get things moving quickly here, you know, I can have a representative circle back with you in like 30 minutes. I could like schedule it as between 3 and 4.
I'm a 3 hour drive away from this next job site. So preferably before I get.
Okay. Where are you going?
I'm going up to Silverthorne right now.
Oh, okay. And you do got a long drive in front of you. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be long, windy. Okay. Let me save this.
Yeah, I was contracting with a company in Denver a while back, and I still do jobs for them every once in a while.
Oh, okay. Well, at least until you get this up and running, you do. until we get everything, you won't have to drive that far. Not for the
if it's as good as you're saying, we'll see.
It's been the most profitable way for the last 17 years. If we can't do it, nobody can. It's just what everyone uses, man. Everybody Googles. All right. So you should get a calendar invitation for that client interview. I scheduled it between 3 and 4 Mountain Standard. But basically what I'm going to do is I'm just going to secure your first month's payment right now. I'll get you your outline of the agreement in writing, your username and password for your tracking system, and your Google verification form. And then we'll part ways for about 20, 30 minutes. I'm just going to notate everything, send it downstairs, and then the rep will call you back and walk you through the client interview. So,
all right.
How did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $249?
I was just going to pay in card.
Okay, that works. Is it like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Should be a MasterCard.
Okay, yeah. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It'll be under my name.
Okay, it doesn't say Quality Mountain Painting on it, though?
No, I have a different card for that, but there's no money in it right now. I just spent money on a whole bunch of supplies. So.
That's fine. I'm just trying to make sure that your invoice has the business name on it so that you could write it off when you do your taxes at the beginning of the year. You'll get it back in like two months, basically. It's another thing too. That's always a good thing about business expenses when you're doing advertising. You could just write them off. So.
Yeah, I got to hire an accountant.
Yeah. I got some. We have CPAs that do Google advertising, so we got a lot in your area if you're looking for them. It's also another way we kind of network with those guys. So I could send you a list.
Yeah, I've just never done my own. Taxes like this before, so.
Yeah, it's better that way, especially if you have a business account. You could just go to your bank, print out everything throughout the year through that went through the business account, because they're all business expenses, and then you take it to your tax guy. That way you don't have to save every single receipt, you know, throughout the year. You could just kind of.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to get my account set up a little bit better, so that way I can kind of make it more streamlined.
Yeah, that's probably like the best privilege about being a business owner, is you could just write so much stuff off, and you don't have to deal with all the tax crap. Did you say this was a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
MasterCard.
Okay. And the billing address is the same as the street address that we're sending that PIN verification letter to?
No, it's different.
Okay, so it's not the 7109 West 22nd. What's the billing address?
The billing address should be 710 Oregon Trail, all Colorado.
Oregon Trail.
And then it should be Unit A2 as well.
Okay. Got it. 80610?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
5511.
5511.
1400.
1400.
1313.
1313.
0393.
0393. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0725.
07 of 25, and then there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
057.
057, okay. And then before I can legally authorize any transaction, I got to walk you through a voice verification. If I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
All right.
All right, you're on a recorded line here, Logan. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as a business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Quality Mountain Painting.
Thank you. And can you state your name and title within the business?
Logan James Severick, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, sir.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes, sir.
All right, so it says to get results as fast as possible, Logan, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we know what you're currently using. We're not telling you that you have to cancel those guys necessarily, although you probably will after like a month or two of this.
I want to cancel them. I want to figure out how to get my money back.
I can send, I'm not supposed to do it, but I'll send you this like article, and you could report them to like the FTC if you want. I mean, that's up to you. But they've been forced to give back like, I think it was like $7 million just in the past 30 days.
All right.
Yeah. It's been an ongoing thing.
They made it really weird and really confusing.
Yeah, what I didn't like is when I was talking to you, you said they forced me. And I was like, what? Like, how did that, you know, it just kind of was off-putting to me. Like, how did they force you? Or maybe they lied to you and, like, you know, told you it was one thing and then ran your card for $1,000, you know, which is, like, super illegal, by the way. Like,
yeah, it was very, very cute.
Well, yeah, so, I mean, they've been caught doing that. So that's why I'm going to send you this article because it's from the Federal Trade Commission. The Federal Trade Commission shut them down before in 2012 when they were called Service Magic. And then the CEO just rebranded the company as Home Advisor, and then they bought Angie's List, who was going bankrupt, and then started selling leads to all the people on Angie's List and called it Home Advisor by Angie. It was just a sticky situation. But sometimes, you know, I've worked with guys who have used them in the past, and they mention that to them, and they say they want their money back or they're going to report them, you know. And a lot of times they backpedal and then they end up just reversing the transaction.
So you guys probably just call up and be like, yeah, you guys are really confusing. I'm just going to report you if you don't send me my money out of my account.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you want to just tell them your intent. If your intent is to cancel, you should be able to cancel fine. But, I mean, I would go to that if they're not being cooperative with your request.
They told me I had $1,000 credit in there.
Yeah, I've been hearing that actually over, I think that's like a new thing they started doing like a month ago. I've been here 12 years, so it usually is like you pay $300 for the year and then they charge you for every lead after that. And that's what a lot of the articles say. But I've been noticing, like, some people that I've talked to over the past month have been telling me they paid, like, $700 or $750, and then they got $1,000 of credit. Yeah, and then I heard one guy say they gave him, like, a money-back guarantee. Like, oh, if I don't get it within the first 10 leads.
They said that I can get my money back, but then I look at the app, and there's nowhere for me. My money's not interested.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things where they transferred it to credit. So I think I had one guy who called him, and he was like, oh, I want to refund my money. And they were like, oh, we already transferred your money into service credits. So it's like there's basically no money on your account. You just have $1,000 credit towards lead fees. And it's weird because they decide what the leads are worth. So it's like, you know, they might tell you, oh, this lead's worth $1,000. And it's like, okay, then your budget's gone, and you only got one lead for it, you know. It's like weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't mess with those pay-per-lead services. That's why I was trying to tell you, like, it's a scam. Like, they basically are telling you, hey, we guarantee you 15 leads. It's like, what if the lead is a number somebody dialed yesterday? Or what if the, you know what I mean? And it's just low quality, and then you're, you know, it's not.
When you first picked up the phone, it sounded like you felt pretty strongly about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't want to, I'm like, so we're partnered with Google, and Google has directly told us, though, to, like, not bash them in order to earn your business. So, like, I shouldn't bring that up unless it's, like, a last result. But for me, I see you, and I'm talking to you, and I'm going, okay, well, this guy is going to be one of those guys that's going to keep going down that rabbit hole because he's so convinced. Like, you haven't figured it out yet, and that stuff hasn't happened to you, but you seem so convinced. And I'm like, man, like, no company out there that's reselling leads is going to be better than just listing yourself independently and letting people call you live. Like, nothing's going to be more valuable than your own listings, your own reviews. That's what everybody's going to look at when they're considering hiring you in the first place. Even if they found you on Home Advisor, they're going to want to look up your Google stuff before they hire you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like,
so I'm probably going to give them a call after this, and then that can pay for, if I get my money back, that'll pay for a couple months of this.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I was trying to tell you, too. And it's like, even if I'm not telling you have to cancel it either, like, you can stick with those guys if you want, or if you want to hold on to it and you exhaust that $1,000 budget, whatever the case may be. But really what we put in the voice verification is, like, after today, if you're going to add any services online, we want you to give us a heads up so we can make sure that you're not, like, paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating any of your online listings. You know, you don't want to have two of them floating around, because if any of the information doesn't match up, like, let's say you have two websites or two Yelp listings and the address is wrong, or, you know, Google will flag it and suspend your online listings until we verify what happened. But if you didn't tell us what happened, and we don't know, we're in here trying to figure it out, you know. So just after today, if you're going to add anything, give us a heads up so we can make sure you're not, like, duplicating anything or spending more money unnecessarily.
Money on stuff you shouldn't.
Yeah, exactly. Especially you being such a new business. Like, normally we charge double what I've quoted you at, $249. But it's because you're a new business, and we understand, like, you have a limited budget and you need to keep your overhead as low as possible and get yourself into a profitable situation. A lot of times guys take out business loans and then they exhaust all that money before they've even gotten the business profitable, and now they're just in this, you know, they end up closing their doors, and it's like a slippery slope, you know? So.
Well, I just kept my original job until I had about $15,000 in my bank account. Then I said, okay, now I can get my business.
Yeah, that's the smart way to do it, but still, you want to be frugal with your spending. You don't want to just be throwing $1,000 of that when it, you know, out the door so quickly on lead fees and things like that, if it's not sticking, you know? I could understand if you would have signed up for, like, the year for $300, and then we're like, okay, I'm going to try out paying some leads, but throwing $750 to $1,000 is, like, you know, 7% of your total budget that you set aside for the business. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's okay, though. I mean, like I said, hindsight's 20/20. So, you know, all you're doing right now is you're learning the ins and outs of it, and, you know, you fast forward, you know, a month or two from now, and you have your questions answered. Some people find, like, the Facebook advertising works better for them than Yelp, and, you know, those are all things you find out about your business just by having this one package that I have you on, you know?
Yeah. It's definitely, most people, they're just like, me know how to paint, you know how to build.
Yeah, they're good at, you guys are great at what you do, you know? But
yeah, that's
kind of
how I am. I'm like, I know how to do the job, and I know how to tell people what to do. I don't understand all this, like, how to get people to call me.
Yeah. Yeah, don't worry. Everybody I work with is a business owner, so that's what we do, is we generate calls and job opportunities for you guys, and then they'll negotiate the deal with the homeowner, and then they get their guys out there working and handle the logistics, you know? So.
Yeah.
I gotcha. I have some guys that are like older guys, and they don't even work anymore. They just answer the calls. Like, some of them are able to quote roof jobs through Google satellite images, and then they'll just send a crew out to them to quote them, and, or if they close the deal over the phone, they just send a crew out there to handle the job. They never even get their hands dirty. They just answer phones and close deals.
Yeah, I might have to stop working so that way I can make sure my crews are doing what they're supposed to, especially if I'm going to be on Google. I don't want terrible reviews.
Yeah, you want to watch them. Like, you still want to kind of oversee and make sure the quality's there, because that's what's going to dictate your review at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah, well, I kind of like to sit back and kind of help the newer crew and make sure they're doing everything perfect, but...
Mm-hmm.
I got to make sure everybody's doing their job, so it's about to be,
yeah.
If I get such jobs as I'm hoping I will, it'll be a little bit harder.
Yeah, but that's okay, because that's why we're here, you know? So, like, instead of you having to answer the phones and then sit down and make sure your website's okay, make sure your Facebook's up and running, and make sure Yelp and all these other things are up and running, you know, it's like, hey, we got it. You know, you can focus on that. You already have enough stuff that you're going to have to focus on just to make sure the reviews are coming back good and the people are getting taken care of, and that's what's going to generate the money. So, you know, the amount of time that this is going to save you combined with having that exclusive spot, you know, it's invaluable. Like, you'll see, the longer you do it, it just gets better and better. The more your reviews build up, you know, you'll start having reoccurring clients coming back, plus the combination with the new clients coming in, you know. We'll get you there. But the initial term of your service agreement, Logan, is 1 month, okay? So the first month's payment's going to be charged today. You might already start receiving those text messages from us. It's October 29th, 2024. It's going to be in that discounted price of $249. In your service agreement, it'll tell you it's a true month-to-month service. You can cancel at any time, but it is set up to auto-renew each month on the 29th day. So your next bill will be due November 29th. It'll stay at the discounted price of $249 for as long as you're with us, as I promised you earlier. So it's not going to go back up to $400 or $500. You'll keep that deal and everything in your service agreement, $249. And then, as stated earlier as well, there's no cancellation fees, penalties of any kind. If you do decide to discontinue, we just want you to let us know before the next billing is due, so that way it doesn't automatically charge it. And it says, right. Do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So you should have in your text messages there a full outline of the agreement in writing. It'll say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. It'll say, please click here. Mm. You see that?
Yeah, I clicked on it.
Okay. So this is, as I told you earlier, we send you everything in writing, right? So this is a full outline of the service agreement. It's going to have all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. At the very bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on it whenever you're ready. And then there's also a username and password that's been sent over to you with a link to the tracking system. Once you sign this form, it'll automatically take you to the tracking system too.
All right. Well, I think I signed it.
Are you seeing a login page, like username, password?
Well, I'm just trying to look for the part where I can, press OK done.
It's usually an orange button that says confirm.
Is it at the very bottom, or?
Yeah, it's at the very bottom.
All right, well, my screen's not letting me see it.
Okay.
Let me try that.
No worries.
Yeah, I got it. There we go.
Okay. And then username is going to be your phone number. Looks like the password is FabSearch, FabSearch, and then you could change it to what you like once you get in there.
All right. 1 second. Password in mind, because I don't know if
you
can log me in.
You could change it to whatever you like. And there's an app, too. They'll send you a separate email with a link to the app and a YouTube video. It's about 8 minutes long.
Are you guys going to email me that username and password? Or?
Yeah, it's already texted to you. Yeah, it's in your text.
All right, good. I type that in and then change it as I need
to. Yeah, you can change it whenever you like.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. And then there's also a Google verification form. So this one's really important. because we're going to circle back with you here in like 10 minutes. I just got to notate this thing, but I want you to see this Google verification form because you're going to have to fill this out. And it might take you like a day or two just to get it all together and send it back, but I want you to know what your homework assignment is basically just to get you Google verified, and then we could take care of the rest. Okay. So it'll ask you to fill out this form. It'll go over like first name, last name, email address, and then it'll start asking for some pictures. Fill it out as best as you can. If you're missing anything, don't panic. Just make sure you check the box at the very bottom that you're okay with us doing a video call if we have to.
All right.
Okay. It's a pretty easy video call if we have to do it. You know, they just want you to, like, show us where you're at and that you're a real person. You're out there, you know, you have these things. And then usually they'll be like, okay, you know, we know who this guy is and we'll refer him.
Yeah. Did you send it to me already or?
Yeah, so it's the link that says Local Splash, and then it says Login. To get your Google business profile verified, Google may require additional information to receive further. It's in your text messages. We also emailed it to you, too.
Yeah, I got like 40 text messages, so I'm trying to...
I'm sorry. It should only be like three, but I did send that FTC stuff and the email and my direct number and extension. You were kind of on guard, so I had to like make sure I sent you everything. You knew we were real.
Oh, okay, I think I see it. And I click on that one at the bottom, or?
Yeah, so it should say url.localsplash.com/Google.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, if you click on that, that's the form. So it's pretty easy. It's all, like, self-explanatory. If you're on a mobile device, you know, and it says upload file, you could literally click that, and it'll, like, flip around to your camera, or you could go to your photo album if you already have some of the pictures that they're requesting. And you could just attach it and send it over that way.
Did you guys look up my LLC and find it?
We didn't, actually, no. So there's a Google, like, qualified candidates list that they'll send over. Usually it's anywhere from 30 to 40 businesses that are in that area and provide those services. And then my reps, like Tara that you were speaking to in the beginning, they just kind of call out down the list. So could be a variety of different reasons why they put you on the list, but I don't know.
I was just wondering if you guys have found my LLC because last time I was looking it up, which I looked it up like right after I made it, and it said I was all approved and stuff.
Nice.
And
okay.
Then I couldn't find that second, so I was just seeing if somebody had seen it.
Oh, no. Yeah. So this form, when you submit it, it's actually going to go directly to Google. So it's letting them, it lets Google know. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Say that again.
It says I need to send you guys pictures of all my tools and everything.
Yeah, so it's saying, like, tools and equipment, work vehicle, license plate. Like I said, fill it out as best you can. If you're missing anything, like, it's fine. Just make sure that you're, you know, filling it out as best you can, and you check the box at the bottom where it says, like, sometimes if Google can't verify you, the only remaining option is a video call, and then it asks if you're open to that option. You just want to make sure you press yes there.
Yeah, I mean, it just sucks that I just left the job site.
It's okay. Like, Logan, you don't got to fill all this out right now, though. Like I said, it takes guys like 2 or 3 days usually to get that form back to us anyway, you know?
Yeah.
I just wanted you to know, like, what the link looked like and how to get to the form, and obviously have in the back of your mind that you need to send that in. But if it takes you a couple days, that's fine.
Like, this stuff won't be, like official until I have, like, the pictures of everything and all that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to get Google verified. Google's not going to put a business and, like, refer you to people without verifying. That's kind of why people go with those top guys, is because they know that they've verified themselves as a real business, you know? Like, you're not going to get ripped off calling people when you just do a Google search and you call
them. And if they wanted a picture of my work vehicle with a license plate, obviously I'm pretty new. License plate on my work truck is still a temp tag. Is that going to get me in trouble or...
No, I actually have some guys that refuse to send in their actual plate number, and Google tells them it's okay to cover it. They're more so just looking for, like, the Colorado and then the make and model on the back of the vehicle.
All right, sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect, then.
You can cover it if you need to. The idea that you're even cooperating with them, they're kind of like, okay. But if you were to do, like, Google Guarantee with us later, which is, like, a pay-per-lead service, I don't know if you see those guys at the top where it says Google Guaranteed. Then it's different. Then they do like a really in-depth like background screening, and you have to send those things in too. Like, you need to send in like a social and everything. They even look into the guys that work for you. Right now, I don't think you need that, though. I mean, that 50-mile radius is a pretty large area. I think you'll be fine with work unless you, like, really grow the company. I know you said you have a crew there, but, you know, Google Guarantee is going to be more for, like, once you really you want to cover, like, 100-mile radius. You know what I mean?
Google Guarantee for what if I'm trying to get a little bit bigger? Or?
Yeah, like, if you want to grow, we could always pivot into Google Guarantee later, but I wouldn't recommend doing that right out of the gate. I would say start out with this, and then if you feel like you can handle more or you want to take on more, then we could definitely put you into the Google Guarantee campaign. But we got to jump.
I mean, like I said, I only have three crews right now, so fuck. Yeah.